kids. Screw it. Just screw it, okay? You know what we're doing? We're doing this. We're doing it now. We're doing it live, or dead, and in your face. And tonight, it's by special request of he who shall be nameless right now, because he has no name. We're going to have me, Zombie Zach, you know who me is, and EW is going to come join, and we're going to play for
Wait,
a little bit.
I'm not the one that's supposed to be nameless?
No, you have a name. It's EW. Oh.
Okay, see, I was worried about that.
Well, see, he has a couple of other names.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, some that are known, some that are not. Cthulhu, for one.
I think I know this guy.
He's my homie, as the some people say. Hi, Randy. Randy's in the chat room, but he's not saying anything right now. He's kind of quiet.
You know, he could be working on one of them trains. That guy works on trains. He's got an awesome, hobby there. I would love to be doing that.
I heard that. I even think I seen... No, I didn't see nothing. I seen him say something about it.
Do you know, I used to own the old model train that had the brass tracks going around it, because it was the electric version. Well, I think they're still electric, aren't they? But, it was the Santa Fe cars, and the actual casing for the truck or the engine, and it was metal. Oh man, if I still had that puppy today.
If you still had that puppy today, it'd be a zombie puppy.
That's not true. You know, it could be a Frankenweenie.
Oh, it could be a Frankenweenie because you know those Frankenweenies, they're coming to the big the big screen.
Exactly.
So, happy July 4th to all of the Americans and all those ships at sea.
Yes.
I don't know where you are, but have at thee. That's it. That's all I'm doing with that one.
Oh, I was hoping there would be more.
Well, there probably would be more if I stopped to actually think it through and do some stuff, but that's not how I'm going to do that. By the way, before we started the show, I finished typing a little bit of a 400-word story here.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know where that's going to go, but it's going to go somewhere. And then I'm going to go over here, and then we're going to go over there. And you know what? I still say Batman's going to kick the ass of Spider-Man in sales net. However, I do think that with this Spider-Man movie, they're going to actually get it right.
Do you know, I almost went to go watch it tonight.
I had a friend who went and saw it on Monday. He said he loved it. Well, he said he liked it with the same misgivings that I expected, and I told him that from what I'd seen.
Okay, so we're on
but
the
he
lizard.
Still liked it. Yeah. Yeah, it's the lizard. The lizard just looks wrong. He looks too human.
I think because the budget that came out with this one, it wasn't like the other Spider-Man. This was a way lower budget. So I'm sure that might be the issue. Now, I don't want a spoiler alert on this because I'm hoping they do it right. They do it like the comic books, and he doesn't die. But, you know, your typical movie, they kill the villain.
I don't care if they kill him or keep him alive. That's fine. I like the story. I mean, the one thing that tells me that I think they might get it right is the one scene, ooh, you found my weakness, sharp, shiny things. Yeah, I guess that didn't work too well for you, did it? Because that is pure... corny, campy, chatty, 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 chat, 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 Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, but that was Spider-Man. I mean, I don't think he ever shut up, even when he was fighting.
Well, even when they went up against Galactus or Dr. Doom or anybody, it's like, does this guy ever shut up? No. And that was kind of the whole charm of the series. It's like quirky little quick things, dig, 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 dig. Mm-hmm. He could piss off the strongest opponent just by yapping at them.
That was cool. That was their weakness. They just wanted him to shut up. So it was either there at one point, they're probably just like, oh, God, kill me already.
Indeed. Indeed. So I know originally we were going to do something different for tonight because, we don't know how many people are going to be walking around listening to us. But I figured, what the hell? We're going to do a live show anyways.
Right?
Hey, sorry, I keep jumping on you. I don't mean to do that.
Oh, no. That's totally cool, man. This is your show.
You got ice cream on the cake today.
I do have ice cream on the cake. Do you know why, though?
No. Why? I like ice cream. Well, it's National Ice Cream Month. That's right.
That's right. July is National Ice Cream Month. And what's better than having a big, delicious ice cream right in front of you with whipped cream and chocolate and cherries and just make your mouth water?
I'd pass on the cherries.
Well, you know, you could always give that to somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. I always give it to my... I share. I'm a zombie. You know, we share.
Yeah.
We share the infection. Yeah. So, I believe you at one point had mentioned that you like comics as well.
I do. I remember collecting quite a bit as a kid.
Are you Bronze Age, Platinum Age, Golden Age, Silver Age, or Current Age?
No. I'm talking like originals, the first edition stuff.
Okay. Because you know that they had comic books going back to the 1800s.
Yeah, I can't say I'm that far back. I would say I'm probably within the 40s, 50s era. Because I remember first edition Spider-Man from then. I do remember first edition Superman. And of course, obviously, those were the two that I never had my hands on. I wish I did. I really did.
Yeah, but, Superman.
The storyline, so they were awesome.
Yes, I agree. And the artwork, the ideas at the time were awesome, too. It's a shame that you can probably count on the years now as to when those editions are going to be basically, that's garbage now because they're going to fall apart. Because
well,
the paper.
You know, I guess because the originality never change, you know. I mean, there's only so long that you can have the same villain, the same, you know, same thing going on, and then finally say, oh, well, we're changing the story now. And then, of course, when they do that, it's by that time people have yawned and said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, well, see, this that's exactly the big problem I have with Marvel and DC Comics right now. I've got myself to a point where if the comic hits 100, that's it. It's time to stop. Because they just cannot keep going with anything new and original. I like what DC and Marvel are trying to do, and they're doing a little bit more of, which is small miniseries, or what they call miniseries, maxiseries, whatever. And just, there's a story. There's our characters. There's a story. Ba-da-da-dum, done. Rather than having repeated cycles, what story can we do for them this month?
Yeah. I will, you know, I look at, there's a couple of ideas that hit me. Now, if anyone, you know, would listen to this idea for doing a series on TV, I think this would really rock it. They did one season of The Cape on NBC, and, you know, a lot of people have mixed about it. Some say it was great, some say it was okay, some just totally hated it. Okay, I could see that. Of course, Birds of Prey. Went and bought it today. You gotta say, got a great deal on it. And even at that, it went one season. How do you get a superhero series, keep people's attention, and want them having more? With all these other ones out there? Well, I think the answer lies in these two two series that just totally got cut off. Don't write for a whole so many seasons. Write for one season.
Which is why Walking Dead is doing awesome.
Yes.
They write a season, which is an entire arc, and that's it. That whole season, and it's staying pretty close to the trades, in that season one was essentially all of the meat and potatoes of the first trade. Season two is all of the meat and potatoes of the second trade, and we're already being shown the beginning of the meat and potatoes of the third trade, which each trade is about 8 comics, which is pretty much a standard story arc in the Walking Dead comic book series. They change it up a lot, but they are only writing a season. Now, I'm going to go into one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Babylon 5. J. Michael Straczynski, however he pronounces his name, I butcher it badly, I apologize greatly, He wrote the TV series with an overarching arc. He had essentially the entire storyline written from day one. He knew what the story was going to be about. He knew how it was going to begin, major key sequences through the story, the ending, etc., etc., etc. And then each episodes that they did, weekly, were basically filling in the gaps of the overarching story. Now, he didn't write every single episode, but he wrote about 70% of the episodes. I like the way he writes, and that was a really well-done story. I mean, it's kind of corny and goofy at sometimes, but that's what science fiction was.
Yeah. I couldn't get into Babylon 5.
Well, it's not for everyone. I mean, that was kind of the show that you had to start from the very beginning and be into hardcore science fiction. This is how hardcore science fiction it was. The spin-off series Crusade, which was supposed to be a whole... same thing. It only had about 16 episodes, and then they killed it as well. But they had NASA's JPL Labs, Jet Propulsion Labs, design the spaceship for the show. So the idea behind the spaceship they were using in Crusades was, as far as science is concerned, scientifically plausible according to NASA. They had rocket scientists helping to design what they thought would be a plausible deep space search science vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That's hardcore science.
True.
Which I generally true. Like. Hey, Mir joined us.
Yeah, she's hiding in the chat room there.
She does that.
And I see your partner might have just got back from the store from getting her duct tape.
Ooh.
You know how she is. She has to have plenty of duct tape. I'm not sure. I bet you she might have found your Fudgios, too.
No, I don't think she's going to be finding them down there.
No, they all melted down here.
Well, oh, Mir says there's explosions going. Bing, bang, bum bada bum bum bum. Hi, Jazzy.
Hey.
We decided to be impromptu and decided to say, screw it, we're doing a show.
Why not, right?
Oh. I just got back from 4th of July celebration at the neighbors. They did an impromptu, hey, we're having a cookout in the backyard. Come on over.
Awesome.
It's like,
see, no, those.
Oh, okay.
Those rock, because that's the point where it's kind of like, well, I don't have anything to. I got a six pack of soda here. Would you like that? Yeah, okay. You know, but
well, they decide,
go out, you know?
They didn't decide it like last minute, like, hey, come on over right now. We're going to find something in the house and cook it. It was like we had all day to be like, okay, let's go out to the store, grab some burgers and some hot dogs and buns and, you know, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
but did you get any cookies?
Yes, my contribution were the little sugar cookies with the frosting on top and the red, white, and blue sprinkles.
Somebody ran to Walmart.
Red, white, and blue sprinkles.
Somebody ran to Walmart.
You know what? They have those cookies at any store in Michigan. I went to Meijer's and got them. So.
Well,
that sounds like a whole nother world to me. I don't know what that company is.
Yeah, I don't know either. But Walmart actually has these really soft sugar cookies. I mean, they're just like, almost like cake, you know, because they'll melt in your mouth the moment you put them in your mouth. But they've got like this kind of almost like a whipped cream frosting over the top of that, and then the sprinkles. And
see,
yeah,
ours are like that cake, and it's like a buttercream frosting.
I'm going to suggest something else if y'all get the opportunity to do it. Mm-hmm. It's graham crackers covered in fudge chocolate, or my other favorite, which is shortbread striped fudge chocolate. They're usually in the $2 bin.
Yeah, the shortbread I might pass on. I'm not fond. I think the shortbread to me is a little too sweet.
Oh, you have not tried Fudgios.
Yeah. Well, one of these days I'll get back north of the border and I'll have to try that.
Yes, Fudgios
is the
bomb.
One of these days I'll just go across the bridge and try it.
But they won't let you in. You don't have a passport. How are you getting into this country?
No, I need to get myself a passport.
She's going to speak.
they have the new ones. I don't know if it's all over in the U.S., but they have in Michigan where you can get the passport within your driver's license.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the new thing they're talking about. You know how? I don't know how they have their IDs up in Canada, but like here in Texas, they literally have the strips, the magnetic strips on the back, but they also have a barcode. And what you can end up doing is they're trying to put a lot of information in these strips. So the eventual plan, from what I understand, will literally hold all your passport information, your visa information, as far as crossing over border lines and so forth.
Yep. It's
keeping it all digital.
The Canadian ones are also mag-striped as well. We have the Fast Pass for getting across the border also, which is just an extra step as well. I'm not going to do it, but whatever.
Merce says she won't pay $5 for a tiny box of cookies, so you're going to have to get homemade. Now, I have to ask you a question, ZZ. Let's go back for a second. You mentioned the season 3 of The Walking Dead, and obviously that's coming out this weekend.
No, season 3 comes out in October, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I could have sworn I saw a post was this weekend. I'll have to go back and look. But
No. This weekend, I think, has the spoilers season. It's just like an episode and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3 preview weekend on air full series marathon, the pop-up ad. Marathon and Talking Dead special.
Yeah, it's just a preview.
Online, you can get behind-the-scenes video polls and quizzes.
Interesting. Okay.
It's just July 7th to 8th.
Isn't season 3 supposed to be the zombie mayor or something like that?
The governor.
The zombie governor, that's it.
The governor. And the penitentiary.
See, I'm wondering how they're going to take the story there. How are they going to get these guys to these locations?
Well, have you ever watched? Have you ever read any of the series?
I have been unlucky as far as grabbing it. I'm trying to get the one, the one and all.
Oh, the omnibus.
Yes,
it's a good book. I have that. It's 8 of the trades all clocked together. But they're up to the 16th trade, so the second omnibus should be coming out soon, too.
It'll take me a little while to go through the first one.
Yes, this weekend is just the preview show for the third season and a marathon of the first season, which is still cool.
See, I'm waiting.
See, I have to find out where my AMC is so I can watch this all. I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere.
It's channel 57. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No idea. I don't watch TV channels.
Oh, no.
Anymore.
I have like over 900 channels.
Oh, God. See, I don't understand.
Get a dish.
We have AT&T Uverse.
I still don't understand that. Why do people pay hundreds of dollars to have, hey, I've got 10,000 channels? But how many channels do you get to watch at once?
I can watch 4.
How many TVs are you hooking up? Like playing across the room.
But truthfully, if you got The Walking Dead on and you're getting into this, are you going to be looking at 20 other screens? No, you're going to be looking at The Walking Dead.
No, we do picture in picture,
at
four
three
episodes.
Screens, my TV, and then my two monitors for my computer.
I guess that's how it works.
Yep, season 3 starts in October.
In October, okay.
Yep.
So I misread the thing, so that's what they're doing this week.
Yeah, well, this preview thing is just basically hype. It's to get people into it. It's like, yeah, season 3, we want you to be sure to come by.
Right. Any rumor on the release of season 2? Season 2 on DVD?
Oh, yeah, no, it's already announced. Have you seen the special edition thing?
No.
The box set for the special edition is cool as hell. It's a zombie head with a screwdriver through the eye, and then the box for the discs.
Dude.
It's cool. It's like $70 or whatever. It's like, I want. I may order. I may get it.
Sometimes they come out with some pretty awesome little box sets that are worth it.
Have you seen the Battlestar Galactica box set for the first series in the 80s? It's a big Cylon head.
I want to say I have seen that one. It just, I don't know. To me, it didn't look like the... Well, see, I remember the Cylons then, the big old silver...
Ah, your command, Imperius leader.
Yeah. But it was it me, or did their eye also look like the...
Kit car.
The little, yeah, thank you. You thought the same thing I did.
I came out at the same time as Knight Rider. I'm sure they used the same stuff.
I saw that, and I couldn't help but laugh. I was like, oh, those are the same ones.
Dude, they had Disco in Battlestar Galactica, the first season series. Disco. You can't take that seriously.
Disco.
Disco. They had a Disco episode where the singers with the two mouths, three eyes, two heads, four arms. It was like this one weird-looking chick is like, and she's singing like Donna Summer songs. And it's like, okay. And it was the whole trap sort of thing. By the way, spoiler alert, that episode was a trap. It really was a trap. They were trying to capture the humans so they could chop them up and feed them to the insect people.
Nom, nom, nom.
That's what I was saying. Oh, speaking of insect people and good shows, you all have to get an opportunity to watch a show called Lex. Adventures in the Dark Zone.
I started watching that on Hulu.
Oh, you didn't start watching it long enough, young man.
No, you're right. I didn't. Well, but like I said, there's other ones that really do grab my attention. You know, I'm still a kid at heart. So
you don't like the half naked chick running around?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, you're worried about what your wife's gonna say when she sees it. What the heck are you watching?
Yeah, that would be one of those shows, yes.
You know, Zach, my question is, what kind of guy wouldn't like a naked chick running around?
This kind of what I was going with. But the show is actually very funny, too.
Yeah, there is some comedy in it. Now, I did start, and I'm slowly watching it. I'm not, like, avid watching it, but I did get in started the Doctor Who series.
Which Doctor?
Yes, that's the problem. this one started off, the very first episode started off with the girl meeting the doctor as the mannequins start coming alive.
Okay, so that's the new American-style series Doctor. Some people call it the first Doctor of... They just call it the first Doctor when he's really the 10th Doctor? 10th Doctor. Christopher Eccleston?
Yeah, okay, that sounds right.
Speaks and looks a little manic. Well, you know... We have to get going. It's time. That right. Kind of thing.
But now, and I forgot the name of it because I don't have it up in front of me at the moment, but there was a spin-off of Doctor Who?
There are several.
Oh, see, okay, now I'm going to have to go to...
Now, it depends on whether or not you're talking newer Doctor or older Doctor. There's a newer spin-off called... What the hell is it? It's Captain Jack Spaulding. Spaulding? Captain Jack?
Well, so far, this has had...
Starts with a T. Starts with a T. Oh, it's going to come to me when I least suspect it. Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't remember.
See, that's me. That's why I'm quickly trying to look and see if I can find it.
Torchwood. That was it.
Torchwood. That's it. Torchwood. That's exactly the one I'm looking for.
Yeah. Fun show. The guy who's the main character in that, interesting guy. He's a very interesting person. Has an interesting choice of sexual orientations. He'll sleep with anyone or anything.
Okay, that was not what I was expecting, but okay. Yep,
it is part of his character. They don't show it too much in the first season, or I don't think the second season either, but apparently they do reference it once or twice, and then I think in the third season there's something where he jumps on some alien and they go shag in the back or something like that. I don't know. But for the first Doctor and others, there's also a series based off the robot dog called K-9. And then Sarah Jane was another one of the companions from Tom Baker's Doctor Who. Tom Baker. Yes, I think it was Tom Baker, who was the fourth Doctor. And she had her own show for a little while. Didn't do too well, which is a shame. It's just sad.
Yeah, oh. I sometimes worry about these old spinoffs because they never really seem to make it.
They're kind of always a... They always seem to be like Hollywood's or whoever's Woods attempt to, let's get some more money out of people. We're not going to give it as much production value. We're not going to give it as much work. We're not going to give it as much fame and fortune and all that other stuff. But we want to make some more money off of it. Lo, go team. That sort of thing. But while I was thinking, the thought went away. It's very sad. It was a Doctor Who thought too.
I don't know. I'm slowly still getting into the Doctor Who. It's not in my way. So far, it's not been my cup of tea. But it has been good. I'm gonna give it to you. It is kind of good. It is something to get into.
I do have a negative about it.
I do feel some negatives about it. Yeah.
Well,
and it could be this version. That could be the whole deal. It could just be this version.
Well, that was the great thing about the Doctor. When they got tired of the actor who, or they weren't doing as popular with it, they could say, hey, reboot, new Doctor, and have a whole new slew of stories and ideas. But what I was going to say, one of the negative things I have about it is, it's not really a negative, but it's a very observable characterization that differentiates it between the new Doctors and the old Doctors. The old Doctor Who series, you had an episode, still hour-long episodes, but the stories would broach over across 6 episodes, 7 episodes. They had one season that had 12 episodes that was an entire story arc. And each episode led into the next, into the next, into the next, and it was just one great big long story. I love that stuff, because I like big stories. Mm-hmm. But the new Doctors, all of the episodes, most of the episodes, our single episode. Conflict, issues, action, resolution. Story over.
Yeah, so far that has been this, and I'm like you. I do like those.
You get into a little bit later, the 3rd season, I think it is, they start getting into multi-episode episodes. But they did this... Sorry. They did this to appeal to an American audience.
See, I wonder if that's just the way Americans are. Is just that, you know, we
short attention span.
What?
Short attention span.
What?
Bird.
Where?
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Oh, I have a squirrel story for you, but I'm not going to share it here.
No, I don't know. I will get into this Birds of Prey so far. From what I've seen, yeah, it's. I'm going to say the filming of it's a little corny, but
it was low budget.
Yeah,
it was very low budget.
The storyline seems to be fairly well.
I enjoyed it immensely. I thought they could have done a lot more with it and gone farther with it.
Right.
It was a shame.
Well, they might. Who knows? They might revamp it with today's technology.
Will not. It's sad to say they will not. It's all licensing stuff. It's all trapped in who owns what rights and whatever. Somebody owns the TV rights for this character and that character and blah, 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 blah.
Well, let's look at something for a moment. TV shows.
Yes.
Comic book characters, in a sense. We have none other than, obviously, Wonder Woman, who seems to be the only series of a superhero, female superhero, that made it. They tried to redo it, failed. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm saying comic book, so yeah, put that one back. Because I was going to mention Xena, but I don't remember her being a comic book until that started becoming popular.
I could suggest Stripperella.
Stripperella?
Stripperella.
But it didn't make it to national TV.
It was on HBO.
You see, that's the difference.
But not everyone gets HBO. You have to pay special for it.
Exactly. So,
but you
can
get it on DVD now.
It reaches the audiences that they're looking for. Yes.
Well,
but I don't know. Xena made it, but I think Xena actually reached a different type of audience. It wasn't a comic book audience.
Oh, no. Xena reached a comic book audience. It was the standard male, oh, look, hot chick in tight outfits doing running stuff. I'll watch that.
They're like, ooh.
Yes, but let me ask you this question, ZZ.
Yes.
Woman, tall, beautiful, yes. Tight leather,
yes.
Short skirt.
Yes.
Who's not watching this?
Well, precisely. I mean,
me.
Actually, here's the thing. It was really funny and well done. I liked Xena. I thought it was campy. It was mild story. It was mild kitsch. But it was fun. It didn't take itself too seriously until the last season. And then they started trying to do storylines of meaning and intent. And that's why it stopped. They tried to get into some heavy subjects. It's like, yeah, whatever. That's not what the show was.
Well, even the season finale or the series finale wasn't. You could tell that there was just different writers, different people who basically took it to its end.
Mm-hmm. And it was a shame.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. But then again, like I said, look, all the series that we've had of heroes on any kind of TV program. Most of the male heroes make it. The female heroes, for some reason, they just don't make it.
Which is, oddly enough, true. And we're still trying to figure out why that would be. Because I am familiar with a whole bunch of female, strong female characters in comic books and other stuff that I think would be awesome TV shows. But they just don't seem to get made too much. And I don't know if it's a Hollywood thing where it's the basic prejudice against women, strong character role types or something like that. I mean, look at Sigourney Weaver in Aliens. She sold that. That movie rocked because of her. Well, not just her, but as the character she portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And Mila Jovovich in Resident Evil and a crap load of other movies she's in. Strong female character. Sells it.
And she is the new one should be out soon.
Yep.
I can't remember a date on that one either, but yeah, that one should be out like very soon. I saw the previews to it, and at first, I think I did tell you once that I'm disappointed it doesn't pick up where it left off, but I was wrong. It does pick up where it left off.
Well, let's just hope it's not as silly as where the third one picked off, where I've got thousands of clones, I have my own army of me, let's go attack. Everybody's dead except me, and now I'm not a powerful person.
Now, if you remember...
IMDb doesn't have a date. Oh, coming soon in theaters, September 14th.
September 14th, cool. If you remember the way the last one ended, they were on the ship, and the one guy got away, and the... Umbrella Corporation is on their way flying in.
Mm-hmm.
It literally still picks up from there, but the only thing I see from the preview, which is a somewhat disappointed so far, is it looks like some time has elapsed to the time that they actually get to the ship. So, kind of, that threw me off a little bit.
I'll watch it. I don't care. I'll watch Spider-Man too.
Good entertainment, except for... I have to agree with you on one thing. We need some more comic book movies.
I am looking forward, because I've heard that they are doing an adaptation of this, a comic book called Hack Slash.
I remember you mentioning this one.
It's a fun little series. Very irreverent, but it's also very goth dark. Main character, her mom was the cafeteria lady, and she always got picked on. Well, Cassandra Hack used to get picked on at school all the time, and mom was really upset with this. So she started killing the other students that were picking on her daughter. Then, in a fight of some sort, mom died. Oh, very sad, very sad. And then she came back to life and started killing again. And Casey had to kill her mom, who was dead already, again. And after that, she developed a talent for killing serial killer monsters that come back to life. And that was her role in life. Whee! I totally would watch it.
Don't piss them off.
No, don't piss them off. Cassandra Hack would kick your ass. Think of Xena, but 5 foot something and lean and wearing a schoolgirl outfit and using a bat with a big nail at the end and getting dirty and messy and bloody and gore and splatter all over the place.
I'm sorry, I was stuck on the schoolgirl outfit.
The what? Ah, yes, the schoolgirl outfit. That does sell it.
What kind of outfit?
Schoolgirl.
I don't think I have one of those.
Well, that's because you're not in school anymore.
And this is
high school.
From the one that says, I'm a good Catholic little schoolgirl.
I am a good little Catholic schoolgirl.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing, I hear nothing, I see nothing.
She's only that way in the outfit, folks.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I agree with you on the no strong characters really besides Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, they had to have at least one female role model in the comic books, in the cartoons and comic book series. Well, the comic books, there's a lot of female strong women. But you're right, in the cartoons, it really is just Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm just trying to think of any that I can
know
remember.
That they started that new Wonder Woman series. I don't remember who was carrying it, if it was NBC or Fox or WB, if one of those three.
I don't know. I saw the first movie.
Well,
it was not bad.
The TV series that they were doing?
Yeah, the first movie they did before they did released the actual series.
Yeah, with that, I forget who the one girl is. A lot of people were upset. It got canceled after 2 episodes.
No. That TV series got canceled before it even aired.
Well, 2 episodes aired on the one that I'm talking about just very recently.
Cartoon?
No, not cartoon. Live action.
Okay, because the way I heard it was that ABC pulled the plug on it after test running the 15-minute trial pilot, and it didn't even air. Like, I got laughed off.
I've heard people talk about the first 2 episodes, how she supposedly works for herself. And,
yes.
Oh, the whole storyline was slaughtered.
Yeah, well, she was playing 3 roles. She was going to be both Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, the owner of a corporation, and her own secretary.
Yeah.
Dumb.
It was just bad. It didn't fit the way it should have been. So, I don't know.
Never sold.
Now, here's a question. Okay, so that's a remake. What's your take on remakes?
It depends. I mean, a remake can be good. I've seen a couple that are done well. But, I mean, Doctor Who is a perfect example. It's a remake, the current iteration of it. It is a... And it's not the first one either. This is, they had the original series, couple of Doctor, then they had a couple of made-for-TV type movies, then they had the reboot with Tom Baker, then they went into another, then it went completely quiet, they tried to reboot with another American movie, which really did horrible, and then a few years later, they came out with a new iteration, and it's been doing very well. They can be a good remake. Remakes are not in and of themselves bad. I only get pissed off with remakes because they don't try to do a good job, and they're completely missing the point of other good stories that are out there.
Mm-hmm. It's the quality that they put into it.
Precisely. I mean, a good story is a good story.
Here's the remake that's coming up very soon.
Hate it.
Total Recall.
Oh, I'm going to hate that.
I don't know. I saw the first Total Recall, and I give you, there was a lot of cheesy parts about it. But I'm seeing more footage through some of the longer trailers, and I'm looking at it, and I got to tell you, there's some different twist to it. Now, they did do something even more on this new one. It's going to have some more named cast in it. And, of course, yes, I know everybody loves Sharon Stone in the first one, and I'm not knocking Sharon Stone. But
wait, Sharon Stone was in the first one?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
But, I mean, Kate Beckinsale and... God, I can't think of the other girl's name. Oh, you're going to make me go look it up.
You got to work for a bit.
Yes, yes. This, you know, I had all the names in my head, too, right?
Before That's okay. We were... This entire episode we're doing off the cuff. There is no pre-programmed, no notes, no nothing. Well, there are spoilers. And there is some cheese spoiling
I'll
in the back.
I'll tell you what it was, EW.
What?
You thought about me and duct tape.
Oh!
And you forgot everything.
It had to have been the duct tape, really.
It was the duct tape.
Yeah, that was it, right there. I'm quickly scanning through to find it. So I hate when
it takes you that long.
Well, I'm just thought it was right here at the top, but it wasn't.
Ta 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 ta. Colin Farrell.
Yeah, he's going to be the main character.
Bryan Cranston, Jessica Biel. That's the one you're probably thinking of.
There you go.
Ethan Hawke, John Cho. Huh? Get the hell out of here.
There's some cast in there. There's going to be names in there this time. And we're about to get blasted. Quick. Stop. Oh.
Well, there were some names in the first one.
Well, yes. There
Bill
was.
Nye?
Wait, what?
That's funny.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
No, not Bill Nye. I'm butchering his last name. Bill Nye. He was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He was the... Slurty Bartfast in the recent movie.
Oh, no, you guys will know him better from Underworld.
Underworld?
Yes.
Which Underworld?
Any of them. He was the...
right, he was. He was the father...
Was he?
Did you watch the fourth Underworld?
Which one? The newest one?
The newest one.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay, he's one of the head... Vampire Lords. But he's more a comedian than he is a serious actor like that. I like him as comedy. Fun.
For those who are looking for which one he is, he's Victor in Underworld.
Victor. Yeah, he's the one who basically turned Beckinsale's character into the vampire.
Exactly. And of course,
Celine's
he was also,
father, that's it.
He was also in Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of people and showing up and stuff, so you like Christopher Eccleston as the Doctor, right? Do you know what other big role he played in that he was probably more well known for?
No.
Dog Soldiers.
Oh.
He's one of the Special Forces units. He's awesome in that movie.
I'll definitely have to watch it again. So, yeah, Colin Farrell, Jessica Biel, Kate Beckinsale. You know what the sad part is? Kate Beckinsale is actually playing, the girl that I just said a minute ago, and I can't remember her name.
Lori.
Jessica Biel?
No,
Celine. Underworld.
No.
Nope.
The one that played in the original Total Recall.
Oh, Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. She's playing Sharon Stone's part.
Indeed. Joe helped you out. He just posted that.
Right after I said it. So she's playing Sharon Stone's part, which means she's got to play the bad guy for a change. And
that's fine. I got no problem with that.
Curious how it's going to go. Because there is a scene that Sharon Stone did in the first one where she actually has like this, if you guys remember kind of back in the 80s, they had the leotard with the t-shirts on underneath. And so she actually wraps her hands up in the leotard and says, "You can tie me up this time." I think that was like everybody's favorite part.
No, that wouldn't have been my favorite part.
Which one would have been yours?
I can't remember the movie that well. But once you've mentioned that part, it's like, oh yes, I remember that. And then she starts beating the crap out of him, or trying to.
Mm-hmm. See, they give John Cho this, you know, credit in there, but he's going to die really fast.
Hey, spoilers!
Yes, but watch the credits. You watch him die. So, you know, if you know the movie, you know exactly where he's going to die at.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of sad. You know, you get this, your face is known, your character is known, and you're thinking, oh, hell yeah, he's in this movie. You're all excited, and then it's like 5 minutes in. What the?
Yeah, you know, but Speaking of Shaun of the Dead, you know they're in the George Romero Dawn of the Dead, or not Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead movie, right?
Uh-huh.
You saw them?
Which ones?
Shaun of the Dead, both of the two guys, the main guys.
Oh, no, I can't say I remember them in there. I mean, I remember the guy from Underworld as Philip, but in Shaun of the Dead, but in Land of the Dead.
In
God,
Land
and
of the
I
Dead.
Just watched Land of the Dead, too.
That's the one where they have, you know, the gladiator scene where Daria Argento has her little fight scene and the gladiator beats up on the one guy and whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you see outside of that when they start walking around the gladiator field and you see the two guys tied up, the zombies, and they have people say, yeah, take your picture with the zombies, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
The two guys tied up, the zombies, those are Shaun of the Dead guys.
Oh, I gotta go back and watch it now.
What you have to have the DVD for this one, and you have to watch the bonus features at the end for the, hey, our journey to the Land of the Dead! And it's talking about Simon Pegg, and I can never remember the other guy's name. And how they ended up being a cameo in the movie. And they're just like pure fan idiots about it. And it's like, oh, look at this, we're going to be in the movie, we're going to be in the movie, we're going to be in the movie. That kind of thing. It's like, dude, that's just funny. I totally would do the same thing in the same idea. If I ever got to be in a Romero movie, it's like, dude, check it. I don't care if it's only a 10-second scene. I'm in the freaking movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've actually heard people who take pictures of the scenes that their body part or something is the movie. And they're like, you know, everybody's like, this is a scene from, and everybody's like, oh, that's pretty awesome. But you see that arm? That's my arm. Oh, okay. That's the only scene you have in a movie? Yeah, darn.
Yeah, Nick Frost, that's the other guy's name. Thanks, Hellion. I can never remember his name. It's sad, but everybody always remembers Simon Pegg. Which is fine. They're both good guys, strong characters.
You know, there is a movie we've not talked about, or I've not heard you talk about either.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah, probably not. But if you guys remember the last Superman where they had the guy kind of looking like he's a deadbeat father.
We have talked about that.
Okay. The new one that's supposed to be coming out. I've not heard you talk about that one yet.
Haven't really seen much of anything on it yet. I tend to not look at a lot of the trailers and the hype before it because I don't want to be tainted by it.
Right.
Because I don't want to have that,
wait,
going to be awesome, and then have it suck.
But you don't want to be tainted by it, but now you're telling me, or well, you've told us already, that part of the reason you already have doubts about the new Spider-Man is because you saw something in the trailer.
Right. I don't like to see the trailers. I got inundated by the trailers. There was no way I could turn around and not see part of that and see merchandise.
There's some movies out there that it's like, they show basically the entire good parts of the movie in the trailers.
Yes.
And then you go to the theater and thinking it's going to be this amazing movie because they show only the amazing parts in the trailers. And then it's like, why did I come see this movie? So boring.
Do you know what movie had a great trailer? Cowboys and Aliens.
That was a good trailer.
Do you know why? Because you see all this action and you have no idea why. And that's perfect. Movie itself is just kind of okay, but the trailer was like, that's a
perfect
trailer.
See, I think
they
could have changed the storyline up a little more.
Oh, they could have changed the storyline up on that a hell of a lot. It was kind of basically Harrison Ford running around, look, I'm a cowboy. That was it.
Yeah, what's the deal with Harrison Ford, too? I mean, he's a bad actor, but he still wants to do more Indiana Jones, and he still wants to be the one doing the stunts.
He's old. He's persnickety, he's famous, and he wants to get
in
his way.
In life crisis, thinking he can do everything himself.
Of course, he'll break half the bones in his body, but hey, he's got the money to afford to be able to get it fixed.
No wonder there's this long time between movies.
Well, you remember Jackie Chan?
Yep.
Every single movie he's ever been on, He's broken something.
Yes, he has.
Every single movie.
Well, did he just say he's not going to do his own stunts anymore?
Well, he's getting old.
He actually is retired from doing action films. He himself will not do action films. Now, that doesn't mean he won't direct them and
exactly.
show people what to do, but you won't see him do any more movies like that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that. Ford is doing the Jackie Robinson movie now.
Who?
I'm hoping it's the Jackie Robinson from baseball.
And who's Ford?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay. Because I also know Francis Ford Coppola. It's like, okay. You never know, man. It's like there's so many different things out there.
They're doing another car movie, man. They're talking about how Ford created its own first car. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But you know what's a good movie? And if you haven't seen it, you should have seen it, EW. It is a vampire movie. It's called Life Force.
God, that one sounds familiar.
It's an 80s, 90s British sci-fi space vampires.
I may have actually seen that one, believe it or not.
It was cool as hell. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite vampire movies of all time. Ooh, and Innocent Blood. If you haven't seen that one's pretty fun too.
I actually tried looking for for the movie you were telling me about,
Stakeland.
Stakeland, yeah.
Stakeland, yeah, great movie.
I cannot find that movie.
You can't find that? What?
Netflix doesn't even have that movie. Well, they might have it on the DVD portion, but I'm not doing that portion.
Yeah, Netflix is different down in the States than it is up here.
Don't tell me you guys still get both.
No, we don't. There's never been a DVD mailing option in Canada. It's always been online. That's it.
Oh yeah, we had both in one package at one time, and then they decided, hey, we can make more money. We'll make them sign up for this package or this package, but if you want both, you got to pay double the price.
No, that was really them trying to get everybody off of the DVD options because that cost them lots of money.
Yeah, because people say, oh, I didn't get the movie, and they keep the movie.
And the cost of postage back and forth, the cost of handling it. Okay, the online stuff, is the movie in the system? Yep. We got bandwidth on it? Yep. Press play. Nobody else has to touch it, just to make sure the machines work.
All the movies in the system that they have.
Agreed.
They are.
Well, slowly but surely, but they're coming into copyright problems and so forth.
Well, see, this is why it sucks in Canada for Netflix. There's a lot of restrictions on what content can be broadcast in what format. Hulu, and Netflix, Hulu, ABC, NBC, all these other shows that broadcast their television shows in normal format on air. When they broadcast online, they are stopped at the border. I can't watch a U.S.-based television broadcast site in Canada from the U.S. And that's all because of the category restrictions or whatever based on, hey, look at us. We're TV and movie producing guys. We want to make more money. So until Canada pays us license fees to do this the same way, where they're raking in crap loads of cash into the U.S. market, no, we're not allowing it.
Well, Canada should turn the tables on them and start saying, well, hey, you want to film up here, don't you?
Oh, no. Oh, dude, we want you to film up here. It's a great part of our economy up here. Do you know... Speaking of which, Resident Evil, the new Resident Evil movie,
mm-hmm.
the one we were talking about earlier, the new one,
mm-hmm.
they filmed part of that movie about two blocks away from where I live.
Really?
You weren't part of the extras?
Oh, you want to get a funny thing about the extras? Check this out. The soundstage for a lot of the indoor stuff is about half a mile away from my place. They had a small accident. They had a bunch of scaffolding up, and they had extras in it, and they were doing a thing or scene and whatever, and it collapsed. Paramedics showed up, and they were like, where are the wounded? Everybody looked wounded. Okay? So they're saying, okay, if you're hurt, stick your hand up. If you can't move, let us know right now. We'll get to you first. If you can walk, please walk off the set. It's like, oh my God, can you imagine being a paramedic showing up to a scene like that? It's funny as hell. Just that. But there was there's an open parking lot near me that actually the cops were using today for time trial tests for motorcycle cops. But they used that as part of the set for the Resident Evil movie. And the first Resident Evil movie was filmed downtown in Toronto. Large portions of it. Ooh. You know the scene where they blow up the city with the nuke in the second movie?
Mm-hmm.
You see that round building?
Yeah.
That's Toronto City Hall.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they nuked it. Yeah! We love that. Right, Joan? Joan's in the chat room, by the way. She knows what it's like to be a Canadian and see a part of Canada get blowed up. We love it.
I'm going to disappear now and let you two continue on because I got to get ready for what comes up next.
Oh, okay. Well, this has been an after-rot presentation. We'll keep talking. I don't care. Jazzy.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite vampire movie?
My favorite vampire movie. Would have to be Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
I don't know. It's just... It's always the one that I like to watch. It's like... old time down south stuff, like scenes, and... I don't know. It's just always caught my eye.
Okay, so you like... You like the scenery, the set decoration, the idea of the environment and shit?
Yeah.
And what about the story? How does the story work for you?
I mean, God, it's been forever since I've seen this. I like the storyline, you know, like the whole... I don't know. Now I can't even remember the storyline. Put me on the scene.
I'll tell you my opinion of Interview with the Vampire. I'm going to be in agreement with EW on this. I'm not so much a fan. I like the occasional vampire, but I like vampires that are not effeminate tropes of, oh, look, we're polite society. Oh, okay, yeah, we're going to go over and kill this guy now and suck on his neck for a bit. But we'll be right back to talking about tortured babes and all this other stuff in a moment. Thanks. It just seems kind of weak to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's just the way I feel about it. I have to introduce you to some good vampire movies. You have to watch Life Force.
I'll look into that.
That one should be on Netflix. Because that one's old. And it's BBC, so I'm sure they've got license ability to watch view show that one. Yeah. Life Force, good movie. they don't see any gore, but it's a really well done story. Yeah, what other vampire? Hey, I watched Dark Crystal the other day.
Oh, did you?
Did you know there are zombies in the Dark Crystal?
I did not. I've never seen it, but it's
what?
Is it Stars or Showtime right now?
You have not seen The Dark Crystal?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I just watched... what is it? Something in the Moving Castle.
Oh, is that the Japanese one?
No, it's an American one, but it was very interesting. Like, a lot of magicians and stuff.
Princess Mononoke?
No.
Okay.
But I do believe it's Free Pie Night time?
I think so. I don't know if he's coming back or not. Oh, are we wrapping up? I guess we're wrapping up. Thanks, everybody. That was After Rot number 14, 3 months. Yeah, team!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.